98.1 KZE. Once again, it is Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Very excited to welcome back a recurring Friends Day guest, Callie McKenzie from Kingston, New York.
No one ever checks on the strong friend. No one ever questions. Maybe they need some loving. No one ever notices the word count and the corners of her mouth drop down. No one ever checks on strong friend. When a man dated with a sense of fear and pain, when the colors turn to gray and I can't find the will to pray, when the days are endless and the nights are long and I've lost my song. Checks on the strong friend. No one ever questions. And maybe she needs some loving. No one ever notices. Sad eyes, one word replies. Does anybody realize? And no one ever checks on.
KZE. Callie McKenzie is my guest on Friends Day. Callie, welcome back.
Hi.
How
I'm
you
so
doing?
Glad to be here.
Yeah. Tell me about the new record, What That Heart Do.
I'm so excited about this one. I mean, it's my third, full studio album. But this one is really touching into so many different types of music that I enjoy. I've done a lot of beat making on it, collaborated with a lot of different folks. Like, there's some songs I don't even play guitar on because other people play keys, and it's been a really fun and exciting project to do.
Yeah, I feel like this is your third album in not a terribly long time. Is that right? You've kind of been churning out music the last couple of years.
Yeah. I mean, my first album was released in 2022.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
and I mean, I have so many songs, and I was just kind of dropping singles for a while, and then I was like, maybe I should just put them together and release an album again. And even this album, I was like, okay, just stop, release it, and then work on something new if you want, because I was like, I could just keep adding songs if I want to.
Yeah,
but it's been really fun to do that and just put music out.
Yeah, so the full album comes out on the 14th, I believe.
Yes, that's Monday, and it is also National Look Up at the Sky Day, which I didn't know that was a thing, but I went to I picked a day, and then I was like, what happened on this day? And that came out, and I was like, yeah, I deeply encourage everyone to listen to the album and just look up at the sky.
That's beautiful.
On that day.
Yeah. I feel like there is, every single day there is a something. It's National Something Day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you would never know.
Never.
National,
and I don't even know who picks these things.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Could we arbitrarily just say, today is National, Cinnamon French Toast Day?
Yes. I mean, you fake it until you make it.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it catches on.
But Look Up at the Sky Day is a really beautiful one.
Yeah. And there was a reason, and I forget. I told myself I was going to look it up on the way here, but why they came up with that. There was a reason behind it. So, I don't know. Google it if you feel like it, or Yahoo it or something.
What That Heart Do is the new album. It comes out on Monday. I posted the album cover on our Instagram, and it's a really, really cute album cover. Is that you?
That is me.
I thought it might
That's
be.
That's me when I was younger, sitting on a couch at sitting on the floor in my grandmother's living room, writing in a journal.
Yeah.
And my teddy bear, who I still have, was right behind me. And I don't know, there was something about, just finding and touching into the inner child aspect of me, because I feel like there was a lot of the inner child softness that came out in this album.
Yeah. It's a very pure album title.
Yeah.
And I think it goes well with this image of you as a little innocent kiddo, just doing your thing.
Just me. I was so cute.
You were very cute.
I was so cute. But,
So what else is going on? I knew you are very active in a lot of social causes in Kingston. What's been going on lately?
Yeah, I mean, I like to say that I'm at the, you know, intersections of art and, you know, social justice and kind of getting into the flow of, you know, different times of year. I'm doing a lot of conflict 101 courses and trainings and working with people on conflict mediation and conflict navigation because, you know, I deeply believe, like, if we cannot figure out how to, you know, have conversations and work through conflicts,
yeah,
we're not going to, like, make it through anything, just period. So
that is that is a very important thing, and a thing that a lot of us are not good at, myself included. I'm one of those people who, like, clams up in a conflict. Like, mm-hmm. The words stop coming into my brain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that common?
That is an important thing for you to know. Mm. And that's what a lot of the conflict training is about, is, like, because we can't actually control anybody else. We have to, like, look into ourselves. And it's interesting, like, and I think even this is showing up in my music a lot. It's just like, can we be tender? Can we be vulnerable? Can we say when our feelings are hurt? Or are we just going to act out in a certain way? Like, that's a huge part of working through conflict. And so I think that is, all my music is, like, you know, soft and emotional. Like, turns out I'm just, like, a little, you know, whiny lady, but
I wouldn't call it whiny.
I'm all tender and I'm fragile or something. I don't know.
Tender is a beautiful thing to be, yeah. and it's a brave thing to be in this world.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, this one, and I'll say, you know, especially as someone who's deeply involved in social justice, like, when I first started writing, you know, recording the album, I had a list of, like, 18 songs, and I was like, oh my god, this would be like a double CD set, you know, and a lot of the songs that were about social justice and the movement and the state of the world didn't make it. Like, mm-hmm. It's really about, like, my heart.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, like, you know, like, love songs and heartbreak songs. And, you know, I wrote a song about my friend Jordan, who passed away a few years ago. And I'd asked one of my friends, I said, Colton Thorne, who's amazing. Shout out to Colton, who's a local musician, too. I said, I want to make it sound like church. Mm-hmm. And so, like, Colton just laid out these, like, 11 different layers of just oohs and ahs and vocals, and it sounds like a church choir.
Yeah.
So it's, like, really a cappella, you know? And I worked with, you know, Matthew over at Inner Flame Recording, and he added a bunch of, like, cool guitar and some bass lines and did some mixing on it.
Awesome.
And, you know, so really just brought in, like, so many folks. Olivia did flute on it. Like, I really was just, like, I want to bring in so many different things on this album and show so many different sides of, like, me and the music that I love.
Yeah, yeah. Is this kind of the most musically, like, lush album that you've put out so far? I'm trying to think of the word for just, like, there's a lot going on. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that because the first album, you know, was studio album and, like, had some layers to it. Mm-hmm. The second album was more of, like, a live album. And so, yeah, this really, you know, levels and levels of, you know, I had to upgrade my Ableton to put in more tracks, you know.
That's how you know you've made it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, now I have to upgrade a little bit. The, you know, intro level doesn't work for me anymore. But yeah, and I really wanted to include a lot of folks and, like, be able to have all these features and all of that. Because, yeah, I mean, I love making music, and I mostly perform solo, but I had a couple performances with full band.
Oh, awesome.
And it was just so fun.
I think we've talked about that a little bit in the past, yeah. What that would be like for you, and what was that like?
It was so... So scheduling a whole bunch of people to try to get to rehearsals and stuff, not so dreamy.
Very, very hard. Yes.
The actual performing was amazing. Like, I didn't even play my guitar. I was, like, sang, and I, you know, was able to dance, and I, you know, held the tambourine, and, yeah. You know, like, it was just a whole different vibe, and I did that twice, and it was really, really fun to do, and I really, you know, I hope to do it again.
Yeah.
And figure out, you know, whatever collaborations come together, but that was really, really cool.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I'm still playing solo and, you know, with my looper. I have a show this Friday at Chromatic Studios in Kingston with Suge Daniels and Antar Goodwin, who are some amazing, like, blues-type folks from Philly. They're on tour, and I get to open for them. I'm, like, kind of just excited to, like, go to the show and be like, ooh, and I get to play, too. This is fun.
Yeah. I believe you are at MusicaliMac on Instagram.
I am still MusicaliMac, yes.
And is that the easiest way to keep up with your shows and music?
Yeah, you know, or you can go to CallieMackenzie.com, MAC. I say this every day, like, I don't want to be on social media. It's, like, the worst. So I do have an email list.
Cool.
And I have a Patreon too, that I, you know, put some fun top secret stuff on sometimes. But you know,
that's a good option.
Sign up, yeah, to Patreon too.
Yeah, I'm with you on the social media. Every day I think about quitting it. I have quit Facebook. I still need Instagram for work, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, every day I think about leaving it.
I know. And I go back and forth. And I mean, you know, tell me, folks, as you're listening, like, I post all these things about, like, here's the show and I want to be, like, up to date with the algorithm. So here's a video of me dancing to this song, you know, all that stuff. And then, like, I still bump into 15 people who are like, I didn't know you were playing next door to my house. And I'm like, all right, well, that was a waste of my time.
Yeah, what works?
You know, like, what works? I have no idea.
I honestly mean, it's got to be a combo of everything, which is frustrating. But, you know, it's like social media, radio, flyering, I think is huge.
Flyering is still, yes.
I flyer every time I have an event that, like, I want people to turn out to. Mm-hmm. I flyer the entire town.
All over the place. I want people to get sick of seeing my flyer.
And it's exhausting. It's hard work.
It is.
And it's always a little awkward. Somebody will, like, catch you, like, stapling something to a telephone pole and they give you a little bit of a hard time about it.
Yeah. I'll always, like, I have, like, a bag of push pins and the tape and, you know, and then, like, the wind is blowing and I'm trying to, like, hang it up, you know.
The wind.
Yeah, the wind. Oh, that wind, you know. But yeah, it's totally a thing.
Oh my gosh. Callie McKenzie is my guest on Friends Day today. New album drops on Monday, What That Heart Do, which is a great name for a record.
It's a little play on words.
Yeah.
I mean, it's midday, I don't know, but you know, there's that whole thing, you know, what that mouth do, you know? And it's like, no, wait a minute, don't you care what my heart do?
Yeah. Know what the heart do.
Yeah, exactly. That's the more important part.
Would you like to play us another one?
Yeah, I would love to, actually. I think that'd be great. One thing I will say, though, before I play is, like, because there's so many levels on the recording of the album, I feel like the songs are so different. Like,
I'm playing it
on guitar, but it's like, oh, as I'm about to play this song, I'm like, oh, this has this amazing guitar solo over here and, like, the sick beat I made and, you know.
Well, I think it's cool because you're giving us, like, a sneak preview of the songs. We're getting to hear kind of the special, like, live radio solo acoustic version. And then, you know, we get to hear the full version on Monday.
Yes. You can go to Bandcamp and order the album. You can actually pre-order it. And there is one song that you can listen to now.
Excellent.
If you go and pre-order it. Alright. You know, one of the fun things I would say about live too is that sometimes you forget to move your capo. You still tilt your head when you smile just a little bit. Chipping in. You look the same, just a little older. Do you still have that chip on your shoulder? Oh. And all I wanted was to wrap my arms around. And I hesitated, 'cause I didn't know if you would want to, but I fooled right into your arms like nothing's changed, like I just saw you yesterday. Oh, and it's like boom. Chemical reaction when we step into the same room. And it's been too long, but maybe it's still too soon. 'Cause I didn't think that you would look at me like this. And I would be looking at your lips, ooh, like boom. I've been meaning to call and say that I am sorry for all those things I did. I could have loved you better, but I didn't know how.
to love myself. I finally figured it out. Oh, oh. There's still a sparkle in those brown eyes. And you're talking to me about soul ties, and you came moving closer. Conversations like canyons, and time it just slow, surely. We know better. Oh, oh, oh. And I was too scared to sing for you. Well, here's your song. And I was too scared to let you love me. And I was wrong. And I know that we've grown so far apart. But I'm torn. But I won't let you blow your life up for me. Like boom. Like boom. Action when we step into the same room. And it's been too long, but maybe it's way too soon. Cause I didn't think that you would look at me like this. And I would be looking at your lips. Oh, like boom.
KZE. Callie McKenzie is my guest on Friends Day. Check out her new album called What That Heart Do out on Monday. And CallieMcKenzie.com?
Yes, CallieMcKenzie.com. M-A-C. Mm-hmm. Not M-C. M-A-C. And you can sign up for my email list, and up there you'll be able to see all my upcoming shows and stuff too.
Awesome. And looking forward to hearing the full album.
Yes. And look up at the sky on Monday while you're listening to the album. You can find it on Bandcamp.
Going to try to remember that Monday is Look Up at the Sky Day. I'm going to try to remind people when I play your songs.
Yes. Yay. Thank you.
We got your community bulletin board now, and Courtney Barnett up next on 98.1 KZE.